They had these Bibles, and in the back of their Bible, they had a list of key doctrines. Both my mom and dad had this list. They had a list of key doctrines and where to go in the Bible to prove those doctrines. And the first thing that was listed in that, it was a big list of all kinds of doctrines, but the first thing on the list was eternal hell. And it said Revelation 20:10. And I remember copying those references. I took my parents' Bible when I was a kid, and I had a Bible like theirs, and I copied all those references into my Bible, and I decided I want to memorize these verses so that I can know these key doctrines. And one of the first ones that I memorized was Revelation 20:10 on eternal hell. And here's what it says. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. You say, well, that's horrible. I don't like that. But here's the thing. We don't decide what we like or what we don't like. It's what's true or what's not true. I mean, what does the Bible say? The Bible's not a smorgasbord where you pick certain parts that you like and then other parts you say, well, I just don't like that. I think I'm just going to skip that. No, you take it or you leave it. You take it all as a whole or you leave it all as a whole. You can't be like one of these people like Thomas Jefferson who made his own Bible where he takes out all the parts he doesn't like. Okay, no, you have to take it all because the Bible says if you add to or remove from God's word, you're cursed with the worst possible curse at the end of Revelation. Listen to Revelation 20, verse 10, in the Seventh-day Adventist published clear word. You're looking down at the true Bible, the King James Version. Verse 10, and the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and consumed together with the sea beast, the land animal, and all the wicked. Their destruction will be forever and ever. So notice, they're consumed. They're burned up. They're destroyed. The sea beast and the land animal. Okay? Really good poetic language there. But what else have we got here on annihilation? Let me go through my cards here. Another scripture, go to Mark chapter 9 on hell. One that we would think of is where Jesus just keeps hammering this in about hellfire. And he says, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And he repeats that exact statement three times. Where their worm dieth not, and where the fire is not quenched. Listen to what they do with this in the clear word. This is starting in verse 43. You must be willing to sacrifice anything that would take you away from me, even something as valuable as your right arm. Man, they want you to cut off the whole right arm. Not even the hand. I mean, they want to do the whole arm. But anyway, it is better to be physically handicapped and be in the kingdom of God than to go through life physically whole, only to lose eternal life and be consumed in the lake of fire. That fire will do its work as thoroughly as worms eat a dead body or as forest fires burn trees. Now look, there's so much heresy packed in those sentences. Listen, losing eternal life, that's an oxymoron. How can you, if you lose it, it's not eternal. Eternal means it's forever. So you say, oh, you lose eternal life. Yeah, it's called dying and then you didn't have eternal life. Okay, it doesn't even make sense. So they, first of all, they're teaching this lie of losing eternal life right there. But then not only that, it says that, you know, oh, the fire will do its work as thoroughly as worms eat a dead body or a forest fire burns trees. You know, a forest fire doesn't really burn trees that thoroughly. Because have you ever seen a forest that had a forest fire come through? What's left? There's these giant black stalks that are all there standing. And years and years and years later, they're still there, still standing. We have a hiking trail that we love in Northern California called Beecroft, and there was a major forest fire. It used to be a beautiful trail, but a forest fire went in and ruined a lot of it, and now they're just black, burnt, charred, huge, tall trees. That's not very thorough. And then he repeats it again in verse 46. As I said, the lake of fire will do its work as thoroughly as worms eat a dead body or a forest fire burns trees. Verse 48, placing anything above the kingdom of God will have its consequences, as sure as worms attack a dead body or a forest fire burns trees. Okay, Matthew 25, go to Matthew 25, where Jesus Christ again makes it clear that hell is an everlasting punishment. In Matthew 25, 41, he says, "Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." So notice they're departing into everlasting fire. But look at verse 46. "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." Question, what is everlasting punishment? It means that you're punished and it lasts forever. It's a punishment that lasts forever. Listen to what the clear word does to verse 41. "Then he will say to those on his left, You can't be given a home in my Father's kingdom, for you are still controlled by your sinful nature. Leave my presence. You will perish in the same fire which will destroy the devil and his angels." Again, it's always destruction, annihilation, consumption. But isn't it interesting? They also add this heresy in of you can't be given a home in my Father's kingdom for you're still controlled by your sinful nature. Where's that coming from? Okay, wait till you see verse 46. Look down at your Bible, the real Bible. "I have no choice but to end your lives, because in my kingdom, everyone cares about everybody else." It's unrecognizable. Now, look, let's go to the message. Because remember, the message.